This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
This is awesome, Cal, being here. We're sponsored this hour by Strauss Naturals, right, Cal?
That's correct. StraussNaturals.com. Strauss. StraussNaturals.com.
What are they? What? That's a, they do all kinds of, they have a lot of things. It's not just like they do some heart, natural heart drops.
Heart drops, yeah.
And then they have all types of them, more than just, you know, not just one. One's kind of a, I don't know how to. It's like I don't want to say the name of
it. It's a version of a cold prevention.
Yes.
A zinc cold prevention product.
Yes. I don't want to say the name of the competitor.
No,
but,
I understand. Yeah,
but you know, ones that before you go on a plane, you take that stuff, and then so you try to avoid getting sick. But well, Strauss, thank you so much for supporting Radio Law Talk, and we appreciate you.
We are honored to have them as a sponsor.
Right, we are. Nationwide, so you can order it online. It's not just like some local business. We've got wonderful sponsors, but Strauss is worldwide. Anyway, this is Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio is our phone number, 855-529-7234. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Here's the thing that we want you to do. I'm going to have a little bit of fun during this hour. This is hour number two. And I'm going to do a live broadcast on Instagram on Radio Law Talk. So those of you who are listening to us, which mainly are people 45 and older, go to your kids or grandkids or whatever and say, can I borrow your Instagram and look at our Instagram this hour? Just kind of keep an eye on it. And I'm going to go live as soon as I can, probably within the next 15, 20 minutes. Maybe next 5 minutes or so, and we're gonna, you're gonna see what it's like in our studio. You can actually see, us behind the scene. I'll probably do it be the first break. So
yes.
Just be prepared.
Instagram. Is that like a microwavable graham cracker? What are you talking about there?
No, it's, there's your Instagram and then there's your graham. That's what it is. That's all, yeah. All your choices. Oh. You got your Instagram and just your gram.
Is that a drug reference? I'm not taking anything to watch Radio Law Talk unless I get it from the pharmacist. Yeah, I tell you what, if I have to listen to Radio Law Talk for longer than 4 hours, I have to call my doctor. I don't know.
We also do all types of impressions here. We talk about the law, and we do, hey, look.
Impressions.
Sorry.
Well, you guys missed it first hour. We talked about hairy art, and now we're going to talk about something else today, actually about Sacramento, California.
Yep, that's right.
On a case or no case, so hang on with that. We're also going to get into Google paying the state of Washington reduced sentences if caught with a small amount of cocaine. That was like, what? Yeah, that's an interesting one. Avenatti, Weinstein, you know, that keeps us busy talking about things all the time. We're going to talk about hospital. This is, to me, is one of the most interesting one. Hospital employees suing over whether or not they have to be vaccinated. And the interesting court ruling, it's the lower court, so be prepared. This is going to go up to the appellate court and Supreme Court, but we're going to talk about that and get your opinions if you want. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Look, we're just talking general topics of law. If you want to use us, we always say this, and I'm going to say it again, just use us around the dinner table, especially when the in-laws show up or it's at a party, Christmas, you know, Hanukkah, whatever a special occasion is. Just use it. And when the in-laws say, you know, Fred, they say, and then you pause them and say, well, I'm going to take your they say and up it to Radio Law Talk says as follows. And you can go to RadioLawTalk.com, go to our podcasts, and you can type in a search, and you can go find that topic on our Radio Law Talk. We are everywhere. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. Everywhere. So
when we're totally persuasive.
Yes.
And at this point, it's free.
That's right.
Yeah, the F word. Yeah, the F word, free. So, look.
yeah, the F word, yeah.
So before...
you're so foul-mouthed.
So free is four, it's a four-letter F word.
That's right. Well, ooh, hey, well, there you go.
Ain't they all?
All right, Cal, just give us a case or no case. Okay. Just set it. Let's get
it.
Set
here
up.
We go. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
To Sacramento, California we go, where Gloria and her husband, Bill, lived in a dementia care home. One day, staff claimed that Jill became overly upset while in the facility dining area, so they packed her up and hauled her off to the emergency room, although nobody knows why. She was there for hours, and she calmed down, and she was cleared for a return to the facility. But the facility refused to take her back. Her son decided that he needed a place for mom, so what better place than back with the husband? He got an attorney and went to that attorney and knocked on his door and said, hey, they won't take my mom back. Case or no case? Fred, we started with you last time, so Mr. Kunin, you get to do this one first.
So does the facility that, as you said it, packed up mom and sent her to the hospital, do they have an obligation to take her back once the medical services has been provided?
Yeah, I think that's provided. The premise of the...
So here's what I'm going to say. Do we have any other information? Was it just a medical emergency? Do we know if there were any terms and conditions that were violated?
It wasn't an emergency. She just became agitated, as people with dementia are wont to do. And they said, we can't have her in the dining room. She's throwing food and throwing plates and stuff. Let's get her out of here.
Somebody said Harry Art, and I felt like I was at a 70s disco.
Right. So they took her off to the emergency room, and they gave her some medicine to calm her down, and there we go. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to say.
All right.
I think this is a case, and I think that not only is this a case, but the son, it was the son who consulted the lawyer.
Yes.
And I think they're going to win because the care home can't, you're there to provide a service for people that have this mental disability. And you cannot deny service after you have contractually obligated yourself to provide service for just such an occasion. So I think they went on a breach of contract theory, and they have to take her back, although, question, I guess this goes beyond, but do you really want to have your loved one in a care facility that has taken it to litigation to try to prove that they shouldn't have them back? I mean, you think you're going to get great care at that point? But
well, I think the other question that comes up is, if not there, where? Who else will take her at that juncture? And I think that was probably a thought of the son when he...
Put her on a cruise ship! Yeah, what do you do? Put her on a cruise. I was on a cruise ship. It was a dinghy in a pool. But whatever. So, I say it's a case.
All
and
the dementia
the
patients on a cruise ship?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Well, no, probably
the conversations. What you, I'm the Duke of Earl.
Okay, Denise, what say you? Okay.
I think that the facility can argue that she is a danger to other habitants. So it would not be a breach of contract, because I think there's an exception for all senior living facilities about aggression. And about even if they have like a civil harassment or any kind of a criminal action, even a misdemeanor, they can keep and preclude them from being in the home. So I'm going to say that it is a case and that the facility wins.
Okay, interesting. Mr. Penny, what do you think? Is this a case or no case?
Denise nailed it. Denise just hit it right on the head. That's the first thing I thought, is it is a case. And there's something in the contract that we're not reading that are exclusions and that allows them to either kick someone out or not allow them back given certain situations. And as you said, about the contract, Todd, I bet the contract leans toward the care facility. And what is their remedy? They can pull dad out and go put them somewhere else together. And so it is a case. And grandma loses. She's out on the street.
That's sometimes life is tough, especially as it gets near the end of life in this kind of a situation. Yeah. So we'll give you the answer.
We'll be able to put one in live.
Gosh, I hope my wife's not listening.
We'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. And, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
I like that show too, Kel. I think it's great. So we were talking about case or no case. Yeah. This is about grandma and grandpa in a rest home or a senior living facility. Grandma has a little bit of an episode and kind of falls off the wagon a little bit. They take her to the hospital. She's got dementia a little bit, and they didn't want to bring her back. The care home says, sorry, we're not going to admit you back. We don't want you here. You're a little disruptive, generally speaking. Great, even though Grandpa's here, he's okay. But so the son sues, and Denise and I say that the loss, it is a case, and that the son loses and Grandma loses because there's going to be exceptions in their contract. Todd said, nope, contractually they have to let her back in. So what say you, Calvin?
Well, here's what I say. For those of you who say this was a case, who would say that? That would be all three of you. Boy, I really fooled you there, didn't I? Okay, so all I can say is congratulations to you there. You got that right.
Okay, all right. Now.
The son got an emergency hearing, and the court ordered Gloria, who was now 82, and Bill to be reunited in the facility.
Well,
but sadly, it never happened. Both of their fragile grips on life slipped away before all of their appeals were exhausted. But, Mr. Coonan, congratulations to you.
Yes, Todd,
the court ruled that the facility violated her rights by not letting her back in, and by not giving her written notice that they would hold her bed until after she was treated at the emergency room. They're required to do that, apparently. So the facility was punished, and even though they lost, they continue publicly to disagree with the court ruling. And from Sacramento, California, that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Oh, Todd!
You got one?
He got two.
I'm sure that continuing to publicly disagree with the ruling that they were in their right to kick somebody to the curb is going over well with the ad campaign.
Well, the new public relations firm has quit, and they know. I mean, it would be a hard thing to establish.
Yes. Welcome to Shady Acres Treatment Care. Do what we say or else.
Shady Acres. They have a lot of rules they have to function under. I know that there's no way that nursing homes can possibly know all of them, but I know this. When you've got an old lady, you don't just say, well, I'm so sorry, we can't take you back.
Well, I'm not going to get into detail here, but I do know an individual that does own a number of nursing homes.
Yep, so do I.
And he has sold them, and a quote from him is, the regulations are so onerous, I'm done.
Were they nationwide or California?
He's out of California.
Yeah.
He said it is so onerous.
I mean, they're both. The federal regulations are pretty stiff, too.
He goes, I can't. But guess what? He was smart. He kept the facilities and leases them out to now these new national companies that come in and, you know, buy up all these care homes.
California has never seen an industry they wouldn't like to regulate. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, let's go in there and get in. Oh, yeah. You have no oversight. We'll fix that.
But at any rate, if you have someone going into a nursing home, ask about their rights and make sure you understand them before they go.
Cal, maybe we should tell our wives that.
I already have. I've told my wife that, and she said, well, I wish I could help you.
One of the difficult things.
When are you on your way into there? I'm heading out to Vegas, man. What are you talking about?
One of the difficult things for nursing homes as well is, given the ages of the folks that are there, anything that comes in that might be something close to physical abuse or something close to like some sort of financial, they give a tip and they were supposed to, and money. Not only is it either physical abuse or theft or something like that, but you also get the enhancement of elder abuse tacked onto that.
Yep, that's right.
And it makes it very difficult.
Trouble damages.
Oh, yeah.
In the civil context.
Yeah. So very, very tough.
There's
criminal conduct, law as well.
Well, yeah. Next hour we're going to West Virginia. We're going to school in West Virginia for case or no case.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that one. But.
Well, that was the whole point, kind of.
Yeah, I better.
Are we going to take a country road?
Yeah.
With our mountain mama.
Okay, great.
Of course we are. Yeah.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the Google paying state of Washington. This one is a little bit interesting about campaign finance laws. I am doing our Instagram Live. I am going to post it right now. So go to Instagram, and I'll try to post it on our Twitter account, maybe even our Facebook of Radio Law Talk. But while we do this, why don't the two of you talk a little bit about this finance lawsuit? Basically, there's two of them going on. There's the one that happened in the state of Washington, and there was another one in another state where there's certain rules about when a candidate right? When a candidate runs for political office and they run ads.
Yeah, there's a Washington law. And it was a law that was actually enacted by the people. They voted on it and they had it come in. And that was that any kind of a company that takes ads, if they take a political ad, they have to note who is behind the payment, how much they paid for it, and they have to keep those details and they have to disclose those details. And this has been, I think, enacted in, I think it was like 1970.
Yeah, it was been a 80, really, it was early
1972.
On. 72, yeah.
Yeah, 1972, and it's called the Washington's Campaign Finance Law. And the people like it. So, but they have now brought against Google and Facebook two separate and distinct lawsuits because they say that all of the television, all of the radio stations, you know, all of the other media is definitely keeping up with this law and honoring this law, but Google, in two times in the last 3 years, has violated this law, or at least allegedly violated this law.
Yeah.
But Google has been smart. They paid $200,000 the first time plus attorney fees to the state of Washington to get rid of that lawsuit, and now they just paid $400,000 to the state of Washington to get rid of that lawsuit plus attorney fees.
You know,
Go ahead. Denise said they say.
She did. And I hope Google can weather this. I mean, their market, their gross revenue last year was only $181 billion. So I think this $400,000 total might set them back.
Well,
and the lawsuit against Facebook is still continuing, and they're challenging the constitutionality of this law.
It's interesting. But guess what? That's like taking a nickel out of your pocket. Not even nickel, like a penny out of your pocket. Actually, less than that. But we're going to be back. We're going to talk more about what's going on with the Supreme Court and low-level crack cocaine offenders. We'll be back. That's something interesting for Cal.
Wait a minute. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. You stay there. We'll be back. We promise. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults with at least one coronavirus vaccine dose by July 4th is on pace to fall short. Health officials are now concerned that the new Delta variant is becoming more prevalent. It's much more contagious and more severe. The president was asked if it could lead to more lockdowns.
So many people have already been vaccinated, but with the Delta variant can cause more people to die in areas where people have not been vaccinated.
Hospitalization numbers are increasing in some states, including Missouri. Steve Edwards is the CEO of Cox Health there.
Any place with vaccine rates probably below 70 or 80% are going to see this variant take over.
He said there's a spike in COVID-19 admissions. The state is one of five whose seven-day case average climbed 37% over the past 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is this real life? Stop whining.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to the most exciting, entertaining, and I always say sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. Call us at 855-529-7234, 855-LAW-RADIO. At this time, we're going to talk about, we have a guy that has been around the block once or twice in many areas that we can talk about, but we're going to talk about the law specifically. He's been around the block as a former prosecutor and now a criminal attorney handling criminal cases out of California. Todd, what is this reduced sentence issue with apparently it was in the 1990s or 80s that it was this law was passed that allowed that basically made it the judges were required to give bigger sentences to individuals who had crack cocaine because crack apparently was a big issue going on compared to other types of is that right?
That is correct. You know, look, up until about the 90s and in the 2000s, the prevailing thought here in the criminal justice system was, well, if you want to curb behavior, just go ahead and make the penalty bigger. So if we don't like this thing happening, we'll go ahead and put people behind bars for a lot longer. And statistically speaking, when they look at it and they analyze it, that doesn't really lead to the cause and effect that they think that it does. It doesn't lead to a reduction like they thought of the criminal activity. Because what happens is you put somebody in prison for a long time and they get in there. Sometimes they get institutionalized, especially if they have a low level amount of cocaine. They get put in prison for a 10, 15 year period with career criminals. And that person who made a mistake goes to prison and then comes out. And now they have become, after 15 years, the very type of person you're trying to prevent in society. And that's what we have found out. So in the 80s, when we had the crack cocaine epidemic, and it was off the charts. This is back when the cartel south of the border are pumping stuff north, and the United States decided, all right, we're going to do what we've always done. We're going to make the penalties for possession even stiffer. And so somebody that had a couple of grams of crack cocaine, which, you know, is a minuscule amount, would receive the same sentence as somebody that had a pound of it or more. And we're talking double digits in prison. This was the law out of the 80s. Well, in 2010, the Congress started passing laws to reduce when they saw that, look, this is leading to prison overpopulation, and the folks that are coming out, the recidivism rate is still higher. So back in 2010, Congress started to reduce the sentences of people that were being convicted of crimes, of drug crimes. And this continued all the way up to, was it 2018 was the First Step Act, another in this series of acts aimed at reducing sentences. And as part of that, it was, look, if you're in prison and you're convicted of this low-level crime, you can apply to be resentenced under the new law so that now you can get out, because we'll do it the way sentencing is now. So in 2010, they changed the law to provide for lower sentences. And then in 2018 came in and said, oh, by the way, for certain offenses, if you were convicted under the old sentencing guidelines, you can have your sentence reduced. Apply for that. But there were so many laws out there, not all of them got the same treatment. And that takes us to what the Supreme Court ruled just last week. An individual up on appeal was claiming that he should be subject to the resentencing, and unfortunately, the Supreme Court was forced to disagree with him. He had a minuscule amount of cocaine, comparatively speaking, but was serving a sentence similar to somebody that had a pound or more of it. And when the case came before the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court said, now this is very important, listen to this, the Supreme Court said, we cannot grant you the relief that you want. You're losing on appeal because we have to follow the law as it is written. Now, that's a key distinction here that you really need to pay attention to. Judges don't create law. Judges interpret the law that was created by the legislature and signed into law by the executive. And if it doesn't say it in the law, the judge can't create it. Just out of fiction. That's what they ruled here. And so one of the judges wrote in the opinion that it's not that we don't feel for you. You should have this relief that you want. And this is something that's easily remediable by Congress if they just go ahead and change the law. They write into the law specific guidelines that address your specific situation. But the way it was written, his specific offense wasn't covered. So that's what we get out of the Supreme Court with this.
They basically said, too bad, so sad. We want to help you out, but we just can't follow that.
They said, Congress, do your job better.
There was a...
That's what they basically said.
Exactly. There was a big case about 3 months ago out of the state of Minnesota. And this dealt with whether or not a person can be convicted of sexually assaulting somebody that was intoxicated if the person that was assaulted was voluntarily intoxicated. So if the defendant didn't get you drunk or didn't force you to drink or slip a drug to you, if you were voluntarily intoxicated, can the defendant be convicted? And it made waves, and the Supreme Court in Minnesota was excoriated because they said, no, you can't be convicted in Minnesota if the victim was voluntarily intoxicated. And everybody that was hammering on the court, I wish they'd read the opinion. I did. The court reluctantly did so. They said, look, we can't create the law. But this was the way the legislature wrote it, and it didn't specifically cover that scenario. And they need to fix this if they want it covered. But we just interpret the law. The legislature passes it. And I think Minnesota's working on that now. But that's what happens sometimes.
Again, you know, we're a law and order. We all believe in law and order. And there's things that are, you know, that like Denise said, do your job, our government, Congress, right? But here's the thing that I got to be careful how we say this. Because, you know, we believe if you're doing something wrong, you need to be punished. But golly, 15 and a half years, 3.9 grams of crack cocaine. By the way, that is, I don't remember hearing you saying this, the same weight as four paper clips. Now, again, it's a very bad thing, you know, crack cocaine and what it can do to people and how it harms people. But 15, and I know it's...
It's so addictive, the problem.
I know, and I know this is not just a one-time offense. It's because of, you know, multiple offenses. But 15 and a half years for four paper clips weight of, ooh, that's rough.
That is tough. You're being sentenced as somebody that possesses it for their own personal use. They're essentially being sentenced along the same guidelines as somebody that would possess an amount that would be equivalent to somebody that was actually selling or trafficking in it. And those are two very different behaviors. It's not to justify one or the other, but you've got to put these offenses on a line of severity. And not all cases bear the same weight and detriment to society. And clearly, trafficking and sales of drugs is far more detrimental on a larger scale to society than somebody that possesses it for their own use. Not to justify that, but the penalties need to be different, not the same.
Go ahead, Cass. Well, somebody took a risk and said, you know what, I know this is against the law. I know it could run me up for 15 years, but man, it's so worth it. I'm going to take this with me. I'm going to use it.
Sometimes they don't
have it on my body.
But sometimes, Cal, they're not thinking that. Because, you know, you've dealt with people like this. They're just,
true.
They're so addicted that they just don't know what they're doing half the time. I mean, they do to some degree, but they can't help themselves.
And the thing is I agree with you on half of that. They know it's against the law, but they don't always know what it will actually get them. Because remember, I believe this was a federal offense. And if you commit a crime, most of the time, if somebody commits a crime, they think they're going to be arrested by local police and prosecuted by the local DA subject to local law in that jurisdiction. They don't really stop to consider that I could be prosecuted on the federal level for this, and things might be vastly different for me.
And 15 years, too. And not only that, guys, I hate to say it, people that are doing this stuff are not what would be known as people that think ahead
of life. Not thinking that far ahead.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
They don't think that far ahead of life. So I just don't like the extreme nature of, you know, given who they're letting out of prisons right now, right? Again, it's not a good thing. We're not saying that is something that you want to, you know, condone. But doggone it, 15 years.
I think they figured out it wasn't working. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, they did. Yeah. They did. It was too bad. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Avenatti, the latest in his he's got another trial coming up, and the latest on the prosecutors, what they want to how long they want him to go to jail, and the victim statements. That's interesting from Nike and his former client. We'll be back after this.
We hope you'll stay tuned, because right here, where you're listening to Radio Law Talk, there's more coming up. And there's the third hour. And remember, we broadcast live every Saturday on many local radio stations and from our website, RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Oh, that stone.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, Avenatti, the judge on Wednesday, a judge, look, the situation was he was found guilty during a trial of basically trying to extort money out of Nike, according to, and I'm sure this is all going to be appealed, according to a jury. And what happened there was basically he said he had some information, and he had a client by the name of Gary Franklin Sr. He had some information on Nike, and if they didn't pay him $25 million, he was going to push it out, you know, and tell the public about basically a scandal with college students and Nike allegedly, according to him, pushing certain things on these students. And I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to, you know, disparage Nike on this thing, because it sounds like he was kind of off his rocker. So he's found guilty. His team just went before the court and asked for a very light sentence, saying, look, Avenatti's, you know, a fallen attorney. He's not going to practice law anymore. Everywhere he goes, he's humiliated. He's lost everything. That's enough. Give him like 6 months of probation. And now the prosecutors are coming back, and they bring people in to do what's called a victim statement, Todd. And I know we're jumping to you a lot, but a victim statement is basically, it's usually an individual that talks about, well, you know, he ruined my life this way or that way. But this is Nike coming in with the victim statement and his former client, Gary Franklin Sr. Now, I can talk about that, or Denise, you can talk about it if you want, but some interesting things happened during this victim statement, if you guys want to go on it, or I can talk about it.
Well, Avenatti had said that he didn't cause any injury monetarily to either of the victims, and they addressed that fully. After Avenatti tried to extort the money, and Nike decided not to pay him, he started to send out different tweets and different messages publicly about criminal acts going to the top of Nike. And Nike's stocks fell, and they lost $300 million, I believe it
was. That's their estimate, $300 million.
Yeah, dollars. So that is a huge chunk of change. And then his client said, I've lost so much because I've lost reputation, and now people are not joining my club. And
he has some sort of basketball club or something, some sort of club that he has.
Yeah, sports club, for sure.
Sports club.
Yes, and it just... I mean, the victim statements were really powerfully made, and I think they addressed completely why, the reasons why Avenatti's attorneys were asking for leniency, and they're asking for more time for Avenatti.
Yeah, and what bothered him more than anything is that he carried out, after they said, look, we're not going to pay this, he still carried out and started tweeting this stuff out and disparaging Nike, and which... then harmed Gary Franklin Sr.,
his own client. Remember when we were talking about this way back, I think it was last year, when this happened, and I had said, what is he thinking? He's doing more harm for his client.
Right.
And you have to put your client's interests before your own.
Right.
And Avenatti did not, sure.
And that's a pattern of practice for Avenatti that we had seen. Stormy Daniels, he represented her and her allegations against former President Trump. And then she has since said, hey, Avenatti started working against my interests with regard to certain deals that were going on, and again was putting the problem here was he was putting his own celebrity and popularity above the interests of the client. And you have to remember that one of the primary duties of an attorney is, with doctors they have do no harm, right? And that was one of the primary things that a doctor needs to do for their patients. And attorneys have something similar in the sense that an attorney shall not act to the detriment of their client's interests, current clients or former clients. And it appears that Avenatti was doing so. And
well, that's the allegations in another suit that's going to come to trial next year.
In Los Angeles, right?
This is in Manhattan.
Oh.
And that's Stormy Daniels is actually suing him because she said that he defrauded her out of hundreds of thousands of dollars on a book deal, I believe it was for.
Yeah, and there's also, he's facing trial in Los Angeles in federal court on charges he cheated clients also.
That's later this year.
That's later this year, too. But one thing I want to point out, I want to read one part of his client's statement, and which I think, believe it or not, his name's Gary Franklin Sr., which, by the way, I don't know that a court would feel quite as sorry for Nike other than maybe their stockholders, but feeling sorry for this guy, and this is a quote from him, the actions of Mr. Avenatti have destroyed my reputation in my community. Enrollment in my club is at a record low. I no longer feel welcome in places I once felt comfortable. I have struggled with my mental health. My family has suffered because of Mr. Avenatti's actions. This scandal is now the first result when you Google my name. So, look, I think, when I read Nike's victim statement, I'm like, okay, great. And not that they weren't victimized, but I don't know, the judge feels the heartstring tug. But, man, when this guy stands up there and says that, that's the one that might hurt Avenatti.
So when we went into the last case we covered, we went into the break. Our last break was about reform in sentencing for drug offenses. And remember we were talking about how not all of the offenses are the same. They need to put out some are, it's not that it's not against the law, but it's not a possession offense is not nearly as bad as something that is a person selling drugs and what have you. And I think that we look at this case here and we say that obviously this has nothing to do with with drugs. But the sentences need to be uniform with sentences that were handed out in other cases on the federal level. We've been covering the college admissions scandal, right? And, you know, here you got Avenatti's lawyer saying he should get 6 months in prison. He's probably already got credit for 3 months, so he'd do another three and then be on home confinement. And yet there are folks that were in the college admissions scandal, another federal crime prosecuted on the federal level, that did upwards of 6 to 8 months in prison. Now, I'm not justifying their conduct, but who was harmed by their conduct in that? You know, they who was harmed by that? Maybe one person didn't get a scholarship because their kid did. Their kid got in. I can't even talk today. I don't want to say that that doesn't make them a victim. It does. But when you compare that to the revenue and the people that were harmed by Avenatti's actions in this case, and just so many more victims out there because of what he did as a result of what he, that were impacted as a result of what he was convicted of, this sentence has to be more than what some parent got for greasing the kids to get their kid into school. It has to be. And I'll be curious to see what the judge does. I know they look at it and, well, you know, that was one case and this is apples and oranges and stuff. But still, it's all about the severity of the crime. And I think what he did deserves more than what his lawyers are asking
for. And I do have to say that I believe when lawyers do crimes, it does impact the reputation of all lawyers. And when lawyers do crimes, it is especially heinous because they are almost a fiduciary to their client in some ways, at least of their interest, they're a fiduciary. And if he's self-interest and taking the monies, then I believe that there should be some thought as to that as well.
I remember when we first started covering the Avenatti case, especially as it relates to Nike, and Fred raised some points that I really liked, and they were lines of, well, we get into a dangerous situation where we start talking about attorneys maybe facing criminal liability for things they say in the middle of negotiations.
Right.
Okay?
That's exactly
and because when you engage in negotiations as an attorney, you kind of have to police yourself. And I think you're entrusted, if you don't want to face criminal liability, with a certain amount of self-policing in the way you engage that. Now, the jury found that Avenatti went far beyond.
But he's tweeting this stuff
out.
He
actually acted upon his threat.
Yes.
And that's what makes the criminal act, I think.
Well, it's also extorting Nike. It's what he told them he was going to do if they didn't pay him the $50 million. Because of that, you're right. It makes it more difficult because it speaks right to what Fred said. We need to be able to do this as lawyers, and he has made it eminently more difficult for that to happen.
Right,
now.
Right. For us to fight the other side, you negotiate. When you're trying to negotiate a settlement, you pound on each other. But where I think Denise nailed it, where he went over the edge is he started tweeting out things that were not necessarily true. We're going to be back after this, hour number three.
We appreciate you listening to Radio Law Talk and invite you to stay tuned because, as Fred said, there's another full hour coming up, either live on your local radio station or, of course, live at RadioLawTalk.com. There's a Listen Live button. Just give that a little push and boom, there you go. We'll see you back here in about 6 minutes from now, 7 minutes.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.